Casting for the Honda North Studios. Markdown Madness is running wild at Honda North. Come in today for a slam dunk lease on remaining 2016 CRVs. Drive one home for just $255 a month with no down payment. The better deal is always North. Honda North. WLER-FM. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com. We are all about local music, and you are part of it here tonight as we are presented by All About Reclaimed in beautiful downtown Butler, located right on North Main Street, 110 North Main Street. Check out their great website, allaboutreclaim.com, or I say better yet, stop in and check out the store. And if you're looking for flowers or anything else like that, they can help you out with all causes. But we welcome you to the show. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station 97.7. Mr. Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions here as well. Good to see you, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
Live and in person after special assignments.
Yes, I've been doing a lot of the special assignments.
Yes.
But hopefully everybody took something away from last week's discussion.
That's right. And special assignments because we're looking at making things bigger and better than anything else that's done in the nation.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So we can aim high.
Why not? and our thanks to the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, presenting our opening segment here tonight, and congratulations on another successful Brutality concert, part of the Rock Done Right tour on Friday night.
Oh yeah, good time with those guys, Red Room Effect, and of course Shag Dog Melon had always a good time. And as you should know by now, Shag Dog is already on the band jam.
Yeah.
We announced on Friday also that Red Room Effect will be a part of the band jam as well. So you got a little taste of it there on Friday night, and get that and way more at the band jam July 14th through the 16th. Tickets on sale now.
That's right. Bandjam.com. Well, have you ever seen the Peanuts television shows, you know, Charlie Brown's Christmas and all that? And when Snoopy gets happy, he gets the little feet going. That's my feet right now with Red Room Effect being announced, because that was you know, going back to last fall, well, actually late summer after the band jam, we started compiling lists for the band jam right out of the gate, and they were the first one I wrote down. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to introduce those guys on stage to the multitudes who will be there, because if you haven't seen them, if you missed the Brutality show, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, can't wait to see these guys perform for the band jam.
Yep, them along with another 17, 18 bands.
That's
so
right.
It's moving. Things are happening. It's right around the corner.
Right. And, of course, our first three that we introduced with Anger the Ant and Tarachan Sky and Shag Dog, they're perennial mainstays, especially the latter two. Shag Dog with Grassy Award wins, and Tarachan Sky with, you know, we've had to rebuild the roof on the stage up at Cooper's Lake, I think, three times with their performances.
They bring it.
They do. So great stuff. We'll look forward to talking more about that. And special shout out too, got to catch you guys, you and Rob and Mary Lou Scherter performed this past weekend at Reclamation Brewing.
Yeah, and we had a couple special guests also with that. We had, speaking of Shag Dog, Adam jumped up and jammed a song with us. And, of course, Brad from the Cellar Dwellers got up and played a couple also. So
good stuff. Good stuff. So,
and it was great to have the Narcissi Winery people there also came out. Sarah played some conga with Mary Lou Sugar, and you can get Narcissi wine down there at the brewery also. So
my wife was enjoying some of that after you made that announcement on stage, because she didn't realize, and she's like, oh, let's try it. So she had a glass of it, and she said it was fantastic.
Well, we're going to have them on the air soon, because I didn't know this, but they do music four days a week out there, and I got to play out at their venue here about a month ago. The place is incredible. What a beautiful, beautiful venue. And to find out they have all these stages and all these opportunities for live music out there, it's awesome. And they're great people.
Mary Lou Sugar's been touting the horn for them for the past year since we've been chasing Mary Lou around playing different places. And she said, you got to come down to Narcissi. They have music down there all the time. And it's just an awesome setting, especially for the summertime, the way they have it, the outdoor setting. So.
And, you know, thanks to all our hopheads, I think we might have got ourselves a gig there after Friday, too. So big shout out to everybody.
Congratulations. You do have a crew that follow, that's for sure. The hopheads are loyal. Well, we have a gentleman sitting with us here this morning who is kind of connected to our opening sponsor, and that is the Meat Locker Recording Studio, because they not only support local music on this end, but for a lot of years, we on our sister station, WBUT, had a Country Showdown event. And Jim Harpel would offer up, and he would be one of our judges, by the way, but Jim would offer up to the winning person or band or group, whoever that would be for that event, they would have an opportunity to come down. They want a free recording at Meat Locker Recording Studio. Well, the young man that is sitting before us right now is the winner of last year's showdown, and he's won a few other things and done some other things along the way as well. But the product of that you're going to get to hear tonight, and we want to welcome Isaac Cole to our show. Isaac, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Isaac has been a visitor around here, especially for WBUT, for a number of years since, I think, what, you were, I don't know, 11, 12,
10? Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
A number of years, put it that way.
Definitely.
We have watched Isaac kind of grow up because you were knee-high to a grasshopper, now you're taller than me.
You've watched me grow in more ways than one, yeah.
Yeah, we watched you grow into a guitar player now in addition to singing.
Yes, sir.
You have been going to visit Roger Hoard, who is a member of the Fabulous Bender Boys and is a very well-known musician, plays at the Wheeling Jamboree, was part of our backing band for the showdown over the years, and you're learning how to play guitar under him.
Yes, he's actually my guitar teacher now, and it's really fun going down there to, you go through, it's practically West Virginia, and to his store over in Ohio and taking guitar lessons with him. It's really awesome because he's such a cool guy. Being able to play guitar with him and jam out and joke around while having a guitar lesson, it's really awesome, especially being able to look at him and say, he taught Brad Paisley.
How about that? And you have a really cool connection, too, that kind of crosses paths several times with Brad Paisley. You were recently inducted as a member of the Wheeling Jamboree back in December.
Yes. So back in December, they inducted me as a member of the Wheeling Jamboree, and I am the second youngest solo artist to become a member of the Jamboree, and second to Brad Paisley, which I am totally, totally fine with being second to Brad Paisley. And another thing about the Wheeling Jamboree is the 84th anniversary of the Wheeling Jamboree is Saturday, April 15th at the Capitol Theater in Wheeling, West Virginia. The first time in 18 years that it's been held there, and it will be held there three more times this year.
But you're going to be playing there on Saturday, April 15th as part of that anniversary show.
Yes, I am.
So awesome, awesome. And, of course, Roger Hurd will be there too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So great stuff. Well, congratulations on that. Another accolade. And of course, this follows on the heels. You've won three different what they call ICM awards, which are the Inspirational Country Music Awards. You've been called down to Nashville and got to sit all dolled up and in the crowd. This is a show no different, if you're out there listening, no different than watching the CMAs, the ACMs, or the Grammy Awards. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome thing. I mean, in 2012, I won the Youth in Music Award, and at the time, I was the youngest to win the award. And that record has been broken by a really good friend of mine. Her name's Taylan Hope, and she She was a year younger than I was whenever I won the award, which means she was 11 when she won it.
Okay.
And then in 2014, I won New Artist of the Year, and I was the youngest to receive that award also. And then just last year, me and my sister won Vocal Duo Performance of the Year together, and it was an amazing experience to be able to actually win an award with my sister.
That's awesome, and a song that you wrote together, which is a pretty cool experience. And speaking of writing, one of the accolades now, you know, when you win these awards, and it's like the Grammys and the CMAs, you become part of a fraternity of winners. And you and your sister Michaela both have a VIP opportunity to get down with an ICM event that's happening. Actually, you're leaving later this week. Well, you'll have left by the time the show airs to go down for a songwriting experience down there. And you're also going to be writing for a new album then, right?
Yes. So I'm going to be in Nashville, and we're going to be writing some songs. I'm writing with a couple different people down there, one of them being a good friend of mine from American Idol, Tristan McIntosh. I'm going to be doing some songwriting with her. She's a real good friend of mine. And the ICM event that we're going to be going to, we're actually going to be, me and my sister are going to be headliner acts for a talent competition down there.
Okay.
We're not actually going to be participating in it. Mm-hmm. We're just headliners. And Shenandoah is actually going to be one of the headliners for the competition.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And of course, then you're going to be performing at the Hard Rock Cafe down in Nashville.
Yes.
So you're down there.
Yeah, that is another really cool thing that's going to be going on down there. I'm going to be performing at the Hard Rock Cafe, which is going to be an amazing experience. I've always wanted to perform at a Hard Rock Cafe, and now I'm finally going to be able to get to do that.
That's awesome. And someday his guitar will be hanging in some Hard Rock somewhere. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And we're not done yet. Mark your calendar for April 28th. There's a special concert going to be happening up at Lindora American Legion from 8 to 11, and you're going to be opening up and then playing a bit with Anger the Ant.
Yes. So I'm opening for Anger the Ant, like you said, Friday, April 28th at the Lindora American Legion from 8 to 11. And I would like to see you guys out there. So we're going to be doing a really cool set. I'm going to be doing some acoustic solo songs on my own first. And then after that, Anger the Ant is going to come up, and we're going to do some songs together. And the band is going to back me up, and I'm going to get to play some lead guitar and do some cool stuff with the band. And we're going to play about 10 songs together. And then after that, Anger the Ant is going to play some of their songs, too.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a really fun concert.
And it all comes full circle. As I mentioned, the Meat Locker Recording Studio, you recorded a song as part of winning the BUT Country Showdown, our sister station. And several of the guys from Anger the Ant performed on that with you. And it's a song you wrote that is very connected to a lot of things that are very near and dear to us. And that's the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. And the song was actually written over as a parody song to a Luke Bryan song, Huntin' Fishin' Lovin' Every Day. And that is a very popular song in country music now, and a lot of people follow that song.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, it'd be a really cool idea to write a parody song to it about the Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers.
And this is the first time you've had a chance to perform guitar while singing in a recording in your career. So
in this recording, I was actually privileged to be able to play lead guitar on the recording, which is, this is the first time I've ever been able to do that, which is a really cool experience because, you know, I love playing lead guitar, and I actually got to do that on my own recording.
And listen for his dad at the end of the song. It's kind of a Pittsburgh dad connection, too.
So yes, my dad did an impersonation of Pittsburgh dad at the end of the song. And he does the Pittsburgh dad accent really, really well. It's quite hilarious.
Let's give it a listen. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers Every Day. Isaac Cole, right now on the Grassroots Show tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7.
If I could make a living sitting in the stands, you can bet I'd be a pretty rich man, high in the seats, watching that black and gold win. If I could make a dime off killing time, watching our boys playing so fine, I can tell you right now I'd be one happy man. Pirates, Penguins, Steelers every day, that's a prayer that a Pittsburgher prays. Thank God he made me this way. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day, early in the morning, late in the evening, I've got an itch to see them all play. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. I get a little tailgate buzz, sound of the pens passing that puck, crack of the bat as they bring in a home game win. I love it when the Steelers play a good game of ball. From the kickoff, they're giving it all. The roar of the crowd as the wave rolls through the stands. Pirates, Steelers every day. That's a prayer that a Pittsburgher prays. Thank God he made me this way. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I've got an itch to see them all play. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Down there, breathing in that fresh, clean air. I'll be up here, knee deep in the Monongahela. Pirates, Penguins, Steelers every day. I wanna see them terrible towels away. Every day, that's a prayer that a Pittsburgher prays. Thank God he made me this way. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I've got an itch to see them all play. Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers every day.
Moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Feel like stopping at the Rainbow Inn, because they've got the man can, and it's almost Pirate baseball time, and who knows, when Utah's not on assignment, you just might bump into him there. What do you think?
Yes, it's very possible.
This segment of our Grassroots Show is presented by the Rainbow Inn, located down in beautiful downtown Freeport. Stop on by and give them a pat on the back, too. You know, support local business, first of all, but also support a business that has supported this show since the onset, since the very first day we've done this show, almost a full 5 years later.
Yep, our very first sponsor. Without them, who knows where we'd be today.
That's right. We probably would be sitting on a street corner, and Utah would be playing guitar, and I'd be sitting next to him holding out the tin can.
So, there's an image.
Of course, our show is brought to you by All About Reclaimed as well here tonight. And we want to welcome back. I can't believe that we said this off the air, that it has been 3 years since she has been here with us. But it has been that long, so far too long, to welcome back Samantha Sears to our show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back in.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know, yeah. Everybody's been busy, and hopefully everything's going well.
It is. It is.
Well, you've been playing our shows, so we've had you in town for a few things. So I've seen her, Bob.
Yeah, I've seen her out and about, too. It's been a little bit, I think maybe, I don't know, 6-8 months that I haven't seen you. But
Was last time at Birch's? With your wife, and I played her Mumford and Sons?
Yeah, that might have been.
That was a while ago. That was maybe a year and a half ago.
Wow, has it been that long?
I think.
Oh, shame on me. Shame on me. I got to get out more. Well, we're getting caught up here today with Samantha Sears, and just an incredibly talented vocalist and songwriter.
Thank you.
And you do the ukulele, and you do a little guitar, and a little bit of everything, and can kill Led Zeppelin like nobody else.
Well, thank you. That is mighty kind.
Just crush that. But it's good to see you again. Of course, you come in, you're from up north.
Yes, Clarion.
Okay. Give us a little background of yourself, and we'll introduce you to maybe some of the newer people that we have gathered along the way since it's been 3 years. I can't believe it. But how did you get your start in music? What led you down to this moment today?
Well, I've always been musical, always loved music. My mom was saying I could sing before I could talk. And she always loved music, went to concerts all the time. And was in band and choir in high school and did that thing, talent shows, karaoke, and then joined my first band in 2010. And then after that band parted ways, I didn't want to have to rely on other people to make music, so I picked up guitar, picked up ukulele shortly after that, and in 2012 started gigging solo, and it just kind of grew from there.
Self-taught in that realm when you say I picked up the ukulele, did you just...
Ukulele, yes. Guitar, an ex-boyfriend taught me some chord shapes, and I went from there with it, but...
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's very
cool. I played
cool.
guitar instead of going to class. I don't know if I recommend that, but it worked for me.
Well, it's all about getting, you know, that's part of the college experience, is getting yourself to where you want to go, right?
Yeah.
So you certainly have done that.
And, yeah, I'm very happy with where I'm at right now. I have my name kind of out there regionally, and... don't have to seek out gigs as much. I have a lot of regular places that I play at, and it's nice.
And there's a few more places we need to get you into, especially since the one I last saw you is now closed.
Yes, I was bummed to hear that.
Yeah, they were supporting local music.
Definitely,
which is really
every weekend.
A disappointment, but but there are others that are popping up. So if you need somebody and you want me to come support your business, first thing you do is you bring Samantha Sears in, and I'll be there to, because I'm just blown away by your vocals.
Well,
you
thank
have
you.
Been, and I think a lot of people are. So, and you've done our band jam in the past as well.
Yes, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So where are some of the places that, that people can find you regularly if they're out there listening and they travel around? Because you do. I mean, you go from Clarion
I'm
to Pittsburgh.
I'm all over the place, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this week, for example, I'm at Narcissi Winery in Gibsonia on Wednesday. And then Friday, I'm at Edgewood Winery in Spring Church.
Okay.
And then Sunday, I'm at Nova Cellars, which is in Pulaski. But, yeah, I play in Pittsburgh a lot, regularly at the Giant Eagle Market District South Hills in the cafe. Up by me, I play at Clarion River Brewing Company, Deer Creek Winery, that's Clarion Shippenville,
yeah.
RBG Bar and Grill inside the old Holiday Inn. It's now Park Inn by Radisson. Those are my regular ones, and then I fill in here and there.
Yeah.
Iron Mountain Grill up in Cook Forest.
Okay, so you definitely are able to see a lot of different places. And I think it's so cool, you know, this time period where a lot of the craft breweries and things like that have popped up. And then wineries, you know, are attracting people because they're open to music.
And cideries. There's a Knock and Noggin in Volant.
Okay.
Play there too.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a perfect connection because people want to sit around and enjoy what they have just sampled and no
what better
addition than have music to go along with it. You know,
exactly.
It's really, really cool. So you have had a unique knack of writing a song, and we've heard that in the stuff that we played, whether you were in the studio here or... had a couple of things that you've recorded.
Well, thank you.
Play. When did you first figure out that you could write a song? I mean, how did that come about?
I think the first time. Well, I co-wrote something with the ex I had mentioned before that taught me some chords. Because we used to do a duo thing at an open mic, and we kind of co-wrote something. But I wrote my first song on the ukulele, actually. Kismet, okay. I don't know if you've played that one on here.
Yes,
that was the
indeed.
First song I ever wrote.
Our listeners know it well.
Well, thank you.
So that's the first one you ever wrote,
yes.
Is Kismet. Yeah, fantastic song.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so. I know sometimes I don't follow traditional songwriting formats, I guess. But
is there a book on that?
I don't know. Well, I guess kind of. You know, there's like your A, B, and then chorus or whatever.
Where's the country? Songs, yeah, that follows a formula.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, whatever is hot, we're just going to duplicate it and change the words, I guess. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I just it's not something that necessarily comes easy to me. Like it just sometimes I get the spark.
Yeah.
And then it comes as either a whole song or like one I just added another line to a song that I've only had a couple of lines to for a little over a year now, and I really like it. So I have one verse and a chorus, but I'm struggling with the rest of it right now. So hopefully some spark will come sometime soon, and I'll get that one finished.
Wait for that moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, we've talked to people that, I mean, they can sit down and write 40 songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then there are others that, you know, it just has to happen. And sometimes I think those are the best songs that you'll find, is that spark that all of a sudden triggers something, and whatever energy is out there that channels that
inspiration,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. The guitar player I play in a band with, he writes amazing songs, and like if we're doing a music festival or something, he'll come to practice and be like, I've got 10 new songs and they're all fabulous. And I wish I, you know, he's been doing it for a lot longer than I have, but
yeah,
hopefully someday.
That's awesome. Samantha Sears joining us here tonight, and I do have a couple of new tunes that since it's been so long since we've chatted, that we're going to have an opportunity to play.
Yep.
And the first one you're going to do here in the studio is called Change. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, somebody once told me all of my songs were depressing, so I wrote a positive one.
Okay.
And that was one of the ones that just came. I'd been watching, Guitar Center's whatever, where they have guests on.
Yeah.
And I was watching a few episodes of that one night, and the next day it just... the song came, and I wrote that. It rarely happens. I wrote the entire thing in one day, and I like it. I like this one.
You write depressing songs. I don't know. I haven't felt that way. You know, the songs we played.
You don't depress me when I listen to you.
Not at all.
Well, you know, everyone's different. Some people like to dive into sad songs. It's comfortable, like, you know, Misery Loves Company, and those sad songs feel like home, kind of a thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But you've changed that up. So with this song,
a little bit. Yeah.
We go to Samantha Sears live in the studio. It's called Change here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kielbasa or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget, streaming as well at 977rocks.com. And we're presented by All About Reclaimed in downtown Butler. And this segment of our show being brought to you in conjunction with Bros's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill. Yeah, South Main Street Hill is still there, even though they took the connector away. So you drive down Main Street in Butler, it turns into South Main Street, and then it disappears for a minute, but then it reappears. I know because I live on that street. And the existing bridge that used to be there is no more. So, but it is still there, and you can still find a fantastic meal in many, many different fashions at Bros's Superette. We love their ham loaf. Their snack sticks are second to none. And if you want the absolute best burger around, if you just want to make some burgers, you're going to find great meat and also steaks on the grill, whatever you, they have it all, my friends, so stop up. And they do great lunches, too. So if you're always looking, you know, we're always on the run. And if you're looking for something, just pop in. They have a wide variety of things every day. So check them out and get on their email list because Jim can send you out all of the great meat specials and different deals that you'll find at Brosie's each and every week. We also want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee. And they've got two locations, downtown Butler, not far from All About Reclaimed, and also Route 68 West, where they have the stage. And even if you don't have a guitar on hand, they've got one hanging up. You can stop in and play anytime you want, which is really, really cool. So, and somebody that loves to do that is Samantha Sears. She plays all over different places. And I encourage you to pop into Cummings sometime and grab a guitar. And
sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And there's a place like that up by me, well, kind of by me, over towards Du Bois. What's it called? Over the Mountain,
okay.
I think.
Yeah. It's just neat to have places like that that support local music. You know, there have been places like that for years, but it just seems to be we're resurging a little bit in these different things. People are getting into the coffee house thing. It's almost like Nashville is spread out across the country now, you know? Maybe some of the bigger cities in that vibe.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. And I think people are finding that. And you know, hey, more gigs, more the better, right?
Mm-hmm. More venues,
yeah. Yeah. You just heard a song live in the studio here with Samantha Sears, who is our special guest, called Serendipity, a lovely little tune.
Well, thank you.
And tell us about that. What inspired that song?
It was a lovely day on the beach on vacation, and it came to me in like a rush, and I had to run to my car to get like a notebook and a recorder,
oh,
so
wow.
I didn't lose that idea. And yeah, that one just kind of came organically too. Just wrote it all in one day. And
what's so depressing about that?
I guess I'm away from the depressing stuff. I'm trying to be happier now.
Well, pretty difficult if you had all sun and the crashing waves on the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were depressed, then there's a problem.
Yeah, it was
call
a
this number.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. How do you decide when a song happens for you, if it's going to be ukulele or guitar, or does that come after the fact? I mean, how do you know when to grab which one?
It depends. Like for that one, all I had was my uke with me.
Okay.
But it was a uke vibe is what I was hearing in my head.
Okay.
sometimes I do them on both, like Checkmate. I've done it on both.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's literally what I can keep time with better. One that you'll play soon called Unrequited Melody, that started on guitar, and I was playing with a drummer friend. She's like, you need to get a metronome. And I just seem to be able to get into this uke strum pattern that allows me to my hand just goes, and I can sing and just keep time better.
And the progression
happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Always wondered that, you know, when people are switching.
I have a gillelly now, too, so there's even another one to
now,
add
what's
to
a,
it.
What's a gillelly?
It's like a guitar ukulele hybrid.
Okay.
It's the size of a tenor ukulele, but it has six strings, and you play guitar chords on it, but it's like the guitar capoed on the fifth fret. Just mix something to mix it up.
Yeah, and just change up the style.
And it has a different sound, too. It doesn't sound like either. It almost sounds mandolin-like.
Yeah. So if you're doing a gig by yourself, I mean, you have a lot of variety then, and it's not just, you know, not just the same thing, you know, when you're sitting there, which is intriguing, I'm sure, for a lot of the listeners sitting there, you know, hearing.
Yeah, it's nice to mix it up.
Yeah. You do a lot of different things.
I mean, I'm going to be playing at the, this is my second time, I'll be playing at the airport, the Pittsburgh International Airport, through the Office of Public Art, I want to say it's through. So that's pretty cool. They put musicians at the baggage claim. the Music Smiles program. I don't know if you guys have heard of the Music Smiles program.
Well, you know what? I'd heard something about it, but wasn't aware of exactly what it was going to be. I just heard it mentioned, and I didn't really know what it was about.
It's through the Sunny Pugar Memorial. This lady, Annie Pugar, started it in memory of her husband, and they pay musicians to go into area health facilities and play music. And they're in, I don't remember how many hospitals, at least eight. I've played at Montefiore, Forbes, chemo unit. And then I've gone over to the other side and played bedside for patients who couldn't get out of bed. Most recently at the Children's Institute, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're everywhere. They go, they're a children's hospital.
Music is therapy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Can I tell you a cool story?
Yeah, absolutely.
The last time I did it for bedside, and you know, the nurse will go in and ask if somebody wants music, and sometimes people aren't feeling good and they don't, and that's okay. So then I have more time, maybe, instead of doing just two songs for someone. So this lady and her husband, you know, they're really enthusiastic about it, so I had extra time. I was like, hey, do you want some more songs? Like, oh yeah. And they were so enthusiastic, it was sweet. And she was on oxygen and had like an oxygen readout, and while I was playing, the husband, he said after the song was done, he noticed her oxygen levels had gone up.
Wow.
So, you know, maybe coincidental, or maybe, you know, the power of music was actually healing. So that was kind of cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I could imagine you know, that it was therapy, as I mentioned.
And, you know, it's like therapy for me, too. It makes me feel good to be able to do that.
Well, I'll look forward to the next time I'm searching for my bag to listen for some music. Maybe you'll be there. That's a brilliant idea.
Isn't that cool?
Keeping, you know, baggage rage down.
Baggage rage.
Because, I mean, you know, intensity's on flying nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're so crammed up and everything's just so crazy now with that realm. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I think it's pretty neat, too. And it's somebody from, you know, like Germany can hear you, or, you know, anybody that's traveling.
Sure. Well, we've talked a lot on this show about social media and how that exposes people. And, you know, Stephen from Trigger Happy, you know, says, hey, they've got relationships with people in foreign countries because of the discovery they've found that way. And that's another way. I mean, I think about the amount. Well, I think of a New York City subway when the little jams happen, and how many different people you're going to run into there. That's no different than an airport.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think that's brilliant. So, yeah. That's where we'll take our tin cup.
Yeah.
You take the guitar. Yeah. I'll take the cup.
There you go.
We'll survive this.
Baggage claim K.
That's great stuff. So if somebody wants to pick up on Samantha Sears' material, hear some of your work, anybody out there looking for a fantastic musician to play your baggage claim or bar, winery, whatever, I recommend highly you give her a call. But how do they get in touch with you?
I am on Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube, SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram. You just look up Samantha Sears Music. It's spelled like the store. There's no relation, and you ought to be able to find me.
Well, that's good, because they're out of business and you're not.
Oh,
wow. Or at least mostly, I guess. But at least here in Butler they are, unfortunately. So, but that's fantastic. And you do carry along some CDs, personal CDs.
I do, a few studio recordings and one live recording. And I just kind of, I burn them myself on my computer and I handwrite them myself. I'm very DIY until maybe I can get something actually real done. I guess doing quotes on the radio isn't very appropriate, but
well,
quote unquote real.
Bob will add a sound effect.
Okay.
But well, one of the cuts we played, though, you recorded with Lee Marks.
Yes, yes. I have a couple, well, four actually, recorded with him.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to getting back in the studio with him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's moved on to, you know, doing that. And we look forward to hearing some great stuff down the road from you.
Well, thank you.
Always love listening. I mean, your voice is just magical.
Well, thank you.
And I love your songwriting. So you know,
I appreciate that.
It puts me in a good mood, and even if it's a even if it's a touchy subject, I guess. So. But we're going to hear two new songs that we have not heard yet, including one you've just literally penned. And are going to work out here.
Yeah.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed that you get through it, but I think you'll do fine. But tell us about the last two songs, Unrequited Melody and California.
Yes, the first is just something that kind of came about. I think that's the one that started on guitar, and I ended up moving it to uke. I liked the sound better. I liked how I could play it and keep time better. And it's a little play on Unchained Melody.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty much kind of self-explanatory.
Okay.
And then California, I don't know, it's I've always dreamed about going out to California. I've never been further west than Cleveland, Ohio. And it's like, you know, it's like a magical kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not just in my head, in everyone's head, that, you know, California is this awesome place. And always been drawn to that idea. And kind of last winter was like, I wish I was in California feeling the sunshine, and this melody came about, and this couple lines came about, and I sat with that for a while, and then this year I finally finished it.
And so, and this is one of the songs you said has kind of evolved and changed even. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Just about a yearning, I guess, for greener pastures.
There you go. Well, good luck in the future. We hope to see you around, and hope many great things come your way.
Well, thank you.
And again,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, Samantha's here, is here, and it's been fun even to hear, you know, I was blown away the first time I heard you, but even just hearing the progression of yourself and the development, you know, you can hear that in the first two songs. So
thank you.
Anxious to hear these last two. So thanks for coming down and seeing us.
Thanks for having me. It's good catching up.
Yeah. It's again, Samantha Sears. And give a listen here. This is Unrequited Melody. Following that with California on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Here we are, and I hope to see you sometime. like a sweet glass of strawberry cliche song about California. Always dreamed about, wanted just hitting out to California. But sometimes things unwind, they seem. Maybe it's not real, maybe I've created some kind of ideal. Still it's so
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Rock on at Rock Ann Haven during the Lenten season. Now, while you enjoy the very best fish on a dish, or maybe you like to have that bad boy squeezed right down in between the buns, it's the best you'll ever eat, complimented by their homemade fries and coleslaw. It's so good. Beer battered, done to perfection. Other Lenten meals always available at the Rock, such as Alfredo, all made fresh every day. Rock Ann Haven, great menu, family friendly, and great food. Rock Ann, Greenwood Drive, Butler.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
From the Help Wanted file, once again, the Stats Illusion is back and they're looking for a bass player. Why don't you hit up Joey Heatherton on Facebook and express your interest. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, it's the 5th annual and April Rock Done Right Tour Stop Ryan's Run, benefiting Butler County Special Olympics. It'll feature prizes, raffles, games, food and drink, and live music to boot with the Noble Hops Band, Anger the Ant, and Atta Girl Rex. Mark your calendar for Saturday, April 8th. It's Ryan's Run at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. And don't miss out on Utah Acoustic on a Wednesday night, April 5th. That'll be at 565 Live in Bellevue, getting underway at 7 o'clock.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show. Local music here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by All About Reclaimed in beautiful downtown Butler. And this final segment of our show brought to you by P&W Construction. Our thanks to both Samantha Sears and Isaac Cole joining us live on the show here tonight. And we appreciate their visit. We, of course, appreciate you tuning in if you ever want to hear the show again, or if you would happen to miss a show on a Sunday night. It is archived at 977rocks.com, so you never have to miss a moment of it. Don't forget, well, now that Brutality is over and the March Rock Done Right tour stop, get ready for the April edition, which is coming very quickly at the Vagabond Hall in Lindora.
Yeah, this is a quick turnaround, and this is just a fantastic event for an awesome cause, and that is Ryan's Run. And it'll be April 8th, at the Vagabonds, and proceeds go to Butler County Special Olympics. And they do a fantastic job at this event. There's going to be some live music there again, Noble Hops Band, Anger the Ant, Atta Girl Rex. So lots of prizes, games, and it's just a good time.
You will not be bored because they keep something going all day, and there's enough people there. They have enough friends that you'll see there, but they have continuous things going on throughout the day, and then, of course, add in the music, and it is a really, really well-done event.
Yeah, it really is, and I just, highly recommend you come check it out. Come be a part of it. I think it kicks off around 3 in the afternoon. I think they're bringing the ride back this year. They used to do a polar bear type ride also, and I think that's back this year as well. So they'll be starting things even earlier and making their way down to the Vagabonds Hall and kicking kicking the event off. So,
all right, we'll keep you up to date on that as we get a little closer as well.
And we'll have Scott on the air here to talk about that, and he can fill you all in. So,
good deal, good deal. Well, we're going to wrap up the show tonight, and we're going to dig up, we're going to dust off an old Shady Lady record right here.
Yeah, yeah. The last release on my record label, Shady Lady Records, it's been a few years. 2010 was when this came out, but boy, this is was a great band and a great CD, in my opinion, and that was Cage's Cold Silence, and do the song Rise Up off of that.
As good as any album you will ever hear if you sit down and listen to it front to end. Just Bob Cupp's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, there you go. And talked about this last week. This is how you get yourself on the radio. You send yourself a nice letter out addressing the situation. Then you send out a little band bio complete with all the details that anybody would ever need. And then you send out a nice picture of your band. And then you send us the CD that we can sit down and listen to. And, well, that's Cletus and the Cadillacs, and they're going to get on the radio here tonight.
Well, and you know what I like about the CD too, Bob, was it was open. It wasn't shrink wrapped. So this is sitting next to this one here, which I got to open up. It's one I'm probably going to grab when I'm heading to the car.
Yeah.
This one's ready to go.
There you go. So thanks to Ryan, Joe, Mike, and Dan. We're going to spin after Cage, Cletus and the Cadillacs, and their tune, Leave That Stuff Alone, from their new CD, One Man Wrecking Crew. And we'll talk to you again next Sunday night on our grassroots show on The Rock Station 97.7.
She told me what you had done. She said I tried to stop her, but she was having too much fun. Now I don't care what you said, where you might have gone. Bring it all home, won't you leave that stuff alone. When I got home, you were nowhere to be found. Since it was painted red, figured you'd been on the town. Called you up to see, you said, hey, let me be. I said, bring it all home, won't you leave that stuff alone.
Don't wait till the buzzer to take your shot. Shop the better deals now during the Markdown Madness sales event going on now. Only at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station 97.7.
Too real, it pumps life that I must feel. like a wartime novelty. Tied to machines that make me be. Cut this life off from me. Hold my breath as I wish for day. Oh, please, God, wake me.
Seven.